Welcome back to another Hilcha Shabbos Shiur. We're continuing the halachis of Shehiyah on Shabbos, maintaining the food on the flame on Shabbos. And we spoke in the previous year about an oven, how do you make an oven garfa katum, and we spoke that really you have to put up an insert, but lemaisa with soymech and other things. What about a crock pot? On a crock pot, you want to make sure it's a garfa katum. You don't want to be soymech that's not garfa katum, because a lot of times you do chazara, and we'll see soon, when you do chazara, you have to have garfa katum. So how do you make a crock pot garfa katum? So if it's the type of crock pot that's just a hot plate with a pot on top of it, then it's pretty simple, pretty straightforward how you make that garfa katum. You cover it with a sheet of metal, or you cover it with heavy-duty silver foil. It's maybe better to do two coatings of silver foil, and then that will limit the heat, and that is a hecker, and that's called garfa katum when you have a crock pot. What about the crock pot that's an insert? That you have this heat element that's shaped like a pot, and you put the pot into that pot that has the heat element on the walls of it. It's like a crock pot that has an insert. You stick the crock pot into it. And that might be a shayla about tomorrow. We'll talk about it a different time. But today we're talking about how do you make that garfa katum. So some of us farmers say what you do is you line the whole entire inside with silver foil, and that will make garfa katum. What's the difference? You cover your crock pot with silver foil if it's a hot plate. So here you take heavy duty silver foil and you cover the whole inside, and therefore you have now that's garfa katum. But there were some who said that this will not work. Why? Because the whole point of garfa katum is to limit the heat, to make the heat less hot. Now, if you put silver foil in between the pot and the heat element, not only does it not limit the heat, it makes the heat stronger. Because when you have air in between, that's an air pocket, and that limits the heat. If you put metal in between, it's a conductor, and it transfers the heat. That gets boiling hot, and that transfers the heat to the pot. So not only are you not mamayit in the chayim, you're actually maysif in the chayim. And therefore, there were some who said that it will not work to make a garfa katum. And they said that there is an eitzah for this. The eitzah for this is, if the silver foil is sticking out of the outside pot, the outside frame, if it's sticking out of it, then it won't be a conductor. Then somehow that cools it off. So that would be the eitzah to do that. Or another eitzah would be to use parchment paper, which, you know, might be a burn, so it's not a great eitzah. But if you use parchment paper, that will limit the heat. But there were those that said that they're not worried about this. And the story is that lemaisa, what it's doing is, it's limiting the heat from the heat element. You're right, this thing itself is getting hot, and therefore conducting the heat and bringing the heat to the pot. The silver foil itself is getting hot. But it's not really the outside flame that's getting hotter. It's something in between that's getting hotter. And that, the story is, that's still cold enough of garfa katum. And some say other svaras, and therefore a lot of poskim are not too worried about it, and they hold you can use this eitzah of covering with silver foil on the crock pot. If it's better, if you can use parchment paper, because the chaprai no shitas, but ikar din, a lot of svarim are makel on using a piece of silver foil as garfa katum. And you should also cover the knob. That's possible. You should also cover the knob of the crock pot, and therefore you chaprai that chumra as well, and then you can be soymich. If you can't put parchment paper, you can be soymich on using heavy-duty silver foil for the garfa katum, even on the insert crock pot.